Hey there, awesome people. I hope you're doing great. So this is your Vbro from Tech Arena, and welcome to today's podcast. And in today's podcast, we'll be talking about GTA 5 or GTA Online's problems. There are a couple of problems that we'll be talking about in this podcast. Now, I know this podcast is a bit different. We discuss about tech and stuff, but here the whole team at Tech Arena, we love playing GTA Online. So we thought of just making a podcast, you know, discussing about some of the problems that GTA Online faces, especially the GTA Online PC players, not the console players. And if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, and do follow us on whichever platform that you're listening it to right now, because we are available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as Apple Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on whichever platform that you're listening it to right now. Well, talking about GTA or Grand Theft Auto 5 has been one of the best games since the last decade. Let it be online with friends, you know, or anything as such, or even in the story mode, the game has been a massive hit since its very first release. I remember when GTA 5 was out, I was a kid back then, and I was really excited to play this game, and I was like, I could do anything to play this game. But the only thing right now that is keeping the game alive is the online element, because the GTA 5, that is a story mode, has always been the same, even right now. So I don't think a lot of players are playing the online, is playing the story mode a lot. But it is really, especially, it's really, really fun to play GTA Online along with your friends, because if you have a bunch of friends, like four or five friends, you can play together, help out each other's businesses, and do some, challenges and stuff. It's really amazing to play, and it was just something to another level. However, the game has not been the same for some as it was years ago, right? With a huge number of new players coming every single day, the game has faced enormous issues, especially this connectivity issues that we saw in this game when it was in 2020. If I'm not mistaken, it was the month of April, I guess. There was a sale in Epic Games that the game was given out for free, and that's what brought in lots and lots of gamers or GTA Online players, which made this connectivity thing an issue. Nonetheless, the slow online loading problem got fixed, and now it takes really less amount of time. Like, it takes around a minute or two. And the thanks and a big thanks goes to the GTA fan, Toaster CX, or Toast with a zero in the place of O. He is also a GitHub user, for those of you guys who are interested. And Toast succeeded in fixing the slow online loading screen, and the GTA officials included this patch in the next update. Now we can see, right, not every superhero wears a cape. Some superhero uses zero in place of O. Yeah, it's a kind of a bad joke. It's for Toast. That's what I'm talking about. But some issues are still persistent. You know, they are still there, not from Rockstar's end, but from the client's end. And these issues are commonly found with routers, DNS configurations, firewall access, and often IP address. Now, if you're not familiar with all these terms, then I think you should not listen to this podcast, because we will be discussing more about them. But still, if you are interested in knowing about it, I will be giving you the ways of fixing all those step by step, so don't worry about it. Now, since no one could find a permanent fix for all these things, Tech Arena, which is my team and me, has decided to come up with this working solution for the problem. Now, in this podcast, we'll be discussing the following things. The first is Rockstar Launcher offline mode, firewall access, DNS issues, IP address issues, and that's it. First, let's learn how to fix the GTA Online Rockstar Launcher offline mode. Now, sadly, the Rockstar Launcher can sometimes load in offline mode despite having an active internet connection. This can happen due to several reasons, such as old social club data or issues while executing. Now, here's what you can do if you face such problems. First, head to your PC. like head to your disk PC, I should say, in your Windows computer, go to your disk PC. Inside there, you can get the documents folder, right? If you are doing this process as you're listening it to, then you can just pause it or listen to this podcast later while you're doing it. But enough talk. Go to disk PC, then go to your documents folder. After that, you will find the Rockstar Games folder. Once you got that folder, open that folder up. And next, you need to delete the Social Club folder. After this has been done, launch the launcher once again. You can also uninstall the launcher and install it again. This often works, but if this issue still persists, then follow the mentioned steps. Following steps. Firewall access. GTA Online Services needs firewall access to function properly. Now, make sure you have allowed Rockstar Launcher and services through the firewall to ensure smooth gameplay, you know, or else you will face some network issues and stuff like that. Now, for this, go to your start and search for firewall. Now, click on firewall. There, you will find this network protection. Yeah. Now, after that, click on allow an app through the firewall. And here, make sure you have allowed access to Rockstar Launcher and its services, which includes GTA 5 as well. So make sure you do that. Rockstar Game Launcher and its services and GTA 5. Once that is done, there is no problem with the network connectivity with the game and the internet. DNS issues. Now let's talk about it. Now, DNS issues are not a new thing. Every online game has faced this issue at least once. Now, if you are using your default DNS, then it could be a sign why the launcher shows offline. Now, follow the steps that I'll be mentioning right now, right? To change your DNS to Google DNS, which is the best one, all right? And also, it should do the trick. Now, for that, open up your control panel of your Windows computer, click on Network and Internet option, and after that, click on Network and Sharing Center, click on Active Connection, and head to its properties. Double-click on Internet Protocol version 4, or in brackets, it should be written TCP IPv4. Click on Use the following DNS server. If you find, you can check it out there. And then enter the DNS as 8.8.8.8, which means 4 8s with the dots, as you can see in your screen if you're doing it right now. You have to enter the DNS as 8.8.8.8. And in the next column, you have to write as 8.8.4.4. Once that is done, click on OK. And close the windows. Now try to run the game again. IP address issues. This is the most common cause, especially for people who use their routers. They may be Wi-Fi or Ethernet. Usually your router automatically assigns you an IPv4 address every time you turn it on, which is not a good thing, you know, in certain situations. But most of the times you can reset the issue by simply switching off your router and then turning it on again. This should provide you with a new IP, which should probably fix the issue. And if still it didn't work for you, then the final solution is to use a VPN. Now, you can sign in for a free VPN, such as a Privado VPN. And don't worry, this podcast is not sponsored by Privado VPN or anything as such. You can take the free leverage, you know, up to 10 gigabytes of bandwidth every single month, which is pretty much enough for any gameplay and stuff like that. And you can use it in GTA Online as well, because me and my team, if we have some problems while playing GTA Online with our default internet connection, we use this VPN, which is Privado VPN, to connect to the server, and we've just played the game. It's just pretty easy. Just go to Google, search for Privado VPN, sign up for a free account, and then download the client. Once the client is downloaded, open it, install it, and then sign it with your credentials that you use to create the account. Now, after logging in, you just need to click on the connect button. It will get connected to the fastest server, and then just enjoy your GTA Online. Well, this service works, or this process, or this step, this method, I just said everything works for any game, you know, for any online game. But don't try this on playing, you know, fast-paced FPS shooter games, because there will be, you know, high ping, which is not entertained, or which is not a good thing while you're playing an FPS online game. So you just use it for the games like GTA Online. Well, that's pretty much it for this podcast, guys. If you really like what we had for you today, please follow us on whichever platform that you're listening it to right now. We are available in Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well. And also don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter at www.arenaoftech.com. Along with that, you can also subscribe to the official YouTube channel, which is Tech Week, where the creator, which is me myself, creates video content out there, which I discuss about tech as well as software videos. So make sure you subscribe to the channel as well. Well, that's pretty much it for this podcast. Have a great day, and we'll meet in the next podcast. Until then, take care and bye-bye.